Well, we're hearing about acts of violence on the high seas, in addition to the acts we've heard on the coastline, and of course, a terrible tragedy of people drowning from unsafe vessels. The most astonishing thing, and we think it points to what we would call a fraying of the infrastructure that smugglers and traffickers are relying on, is acts of robbery. Once a migrant vessel, usually a rubberized dinghy, is out at sea, groups will come out and take the engine away. We heard this week of all the migrants lost their cell phones, which was kind of mysterious because they're not that valuable, and maybe it was just something that the groups did viciously. Are these smugglers, are these people who put them out to sea and then come back to retrieve the engine? We've heard that, but we don't know in every case that that's what's happened. We also hear that there are scavengers. You know, boats wash up and someone comes along and takes the engine. But what it does tell us is the components that smugglers feel they need to conduct this business are getting harder and harder to come by in a place like Libya. And so that would account for some of the violence and some of the robbery.
We're talking about shipwrecks, and at least two over the weekend that caused 190 deaths, you think. Can you give us more details about what happened? There's been some fine weather recently. Perhaps that's what sparked the surge.
Well, I mean, the favorable weather is a very important consideration with the Mediterranean. We know that April looked extremely busy and then fell off, so it didn't break an April record, which indicates a lot of pent-up demand to get out on the water. And sure enough, this past weekend, we understand that the total number of rescued at sea was 6,612 people. It's not an all-time record for a weekend, but it's up there in some of the bigger weekends we've seen in the last 3 years. And we believe that there were two important shipwrecks this past week, total of 190 deaths that we were pretty sure of. Other agencies have slightly higher numbers.
So let's have a look at figures compared with last year's in terms of arrivals. 10,000 more arriving in Italy compared with last year, and four times more arriving in Spain.
Yes, those routes are busier this year than they were last year. We're not certain that there's a correlation that they're busier because the eastern route is slower.
From Turkey.
Eastern route from Turkey is slower. We're not sure there's correlation because we're not seeing the same ethnic mix that was coming through Turkey, coming through North Africa. So we don't think it's a diversion of traffic. But we do think that the Libyan corridor is at capacity. I mean, that has been pretty close to between 150,000 and 200,000 a year. You know, they're stuffing as many people through this corridor as they possibly can handle. In terms of just hard numbers, we're up to about 40,000 crossing from Libya to Italy. It's a little higher than that because we don't count someone until they've landed in Italy, but we know there's several thousand still being brought in today. So it's over 40,000. This time last year, it was barely over 30,000. So we know we're 10,000 more on that route. Spain, the numbers aren't quite as dramatic, but we are seeing the higher numbers. And that, of course, we're seeing in conjunction higher numbers of fatalities as well.
And the arrivals in Europe, the largest numbers are coming from Nigeria, you say. To April this year, 5,200 from Nigeria compared with 4,300 last year. Can I just go back to something you said about the smugglers' networks fraying slightly? What measures are being taken to make their life a bit harder? I mean, they've got to get these boats from somewhere. I say boats, these are rubber dinghies.
Right. Usually they are. Sometimes they're wooden fishing vessels. We hear a mix of things, but I'm not really sure what measures are being done. I mean, we know that Interpol and others are out there scouring for criminal groups that are trying to acquire boats and boatyards and wrecking companies and things like that. There's been pressure put on some exporters not to send large consignments. I understand a year ago, a container went to a Mediterranean island. That slipped in, and it would have been very provocative in the light of the current context if, you know, a container full of hundreds of these inflatable dinghies shows up on a Mediterranean island close to the Libyan coast. But in general, we understand that the most effective thing we can do right now is encourage migrants to go home if they want to. We're up to about 3,000 IOM has managed to do voluntary returns with, mostly directly from the detention centers in Libya. So that's 3,000 people we know who aren't getting on a boat this year, and that's a good thing.